Hey there, mental warriors. This is Hunter Rivers, and welcome back to Mental War, the Spartan discipline code to crush procrastination. You know, in today's world, it feels like we're constantly being bombarded with demands. Emails pinging, notifications popping up, friends needing favors. It's enough to make your head spin. Ever felt like you're just trying to keep all the plates spinning without ever truly landing a solid win? That, my friends, is where healthy boundaries come in. They're not about being selfish or saying no all the time. They're about protecting your precious mental space so you can actually thrive. Think of it like this. Your mind is a powerful engine, capable of amazing things. But just like any high-performance machine, it needs regular maintenance and fuel to run smoothly. Healthy boundaries are like that routine tune-up. They keep everything running efficiently and prevent burnout. Today we're diving deep into the world of mental well-being, exploring 5 key takeaways that will help you set those boundaries and reclaim your power. Firstly, recognize your limits. This one's crucial. We often get caught up in trying to please everyone, saying yes to every request, thinking we can handle it all. But trust me, there's a difference between being helpful and being overwhelmed. Take stock of your energy levels, your time constraints, and your priorities. Knowing where you stand is the first step towards establishing those healthy boundaries. Secondly, learn to say no without guilt. You heard that right. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. It's about respecting your own needs and protecting your mental well-being. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. When you constantly give without receiving, you end up depleted and resentful. So, practice those no muscles. Start small. Decline that extra commitment at work. Politely pass on that social event you don't have the energy for. You'll be surprised how liberating it feels. Thirdly, communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. Don't beat around the bush, state your needs directly and respectfully. For example, instead of saying, "I'm a little busy," try, "I can't commit to that right now, but maybe we can reschedule for next week." Clear communication avoids misunderstandings and sets clear expectations. Fourthly, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about actively engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply carving out time for quiet reflection, prioritize self-care as much as any other appointment on your calendar. And finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you falter, when you feel pressured to say yes, even when you know you should say no. That's okay. Be patient with yourself, learn from those experiences, and keep practicing. You know that feeling when you've said yes to too much, and suddenly your mind is racing, your energy is depleted, and you just want to crawl under the covers? I've been there, trust me, it's not a good place to be. But imagine this. You wake up feeling energized, focused, and ready to tackle the day. You're saying yes to the things that truly matter, and you're saying no to everything else without guilt or regret. That's the power of healthy boundaries. So, how do we put this into practice? Picture a friend who constantly asks for favors, always needing your help with their projects, errands, even personal dramas. You find yourself drained, resentful, and struggling to keep up with your own commitments. This is where those boundaries come in. Instead of just saying yes out of obligation, try something like this. "Hey, I really want to support you, but I'm swamped right now. How about we brainstorm some solutions together next week?" By setting clear expectations and offering alternative options, you're protecting your time while still being supportive. Remember, creating healthy boundaries is an ongoing process. a lifelong journey of learning, refining, and adapting. Don't be afraid to experiment. Find what works best for you, and remember, it's not selfish to prioritize your well-being. You've got this, mental warriors. Now go out there and claim your space, set those boundaries, and unleash your full potential. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing these insights. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using Mental War Podcast. We're in this together, forging our path to mental wellness one day at a time. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.